That's my favorite of the Gwen Gold songs. Just the, they're all great. You can go on her website. I mean, that's good stuff.
You know what this is titled?
What?
The City.
Oh, my God.
How about that?
Is this the word Limits in it anywhere?
No, maybe it should be added in parentheses.
I thought you didn't want to be known as City Limits.
No, but I know Joe would like that.
Throw the word Austin in.
No, he wants a mix of Limits.
Stand on your firm footing. Don't be talking about different
nicknames. No. He likes City Limits.
No, he
doesn't like the other stuff.
Behind your back, he said he hated it all.
He doesn't like Bread, Wonder Twin.
I don't like Bread. Well, I think Wonder Twin is okay, but Limitless Wonder is not bad. Wonder Twin, eh.
No, he's starting to, you know, he told me the other day. He was out on the town, and someone said, "Are you City Limits?" So it's working for him, Bob.
It is working for him. But you're going to have to put like a jacket that says City Limits. Get something monikered.
Well, I know. That's why, you know, we're creating that balance so that people do know my real name so they know who I am.
Almost
that was always an old Lanny thing,
knew
Bob.
The sun was hot that
about
day.
Knowing your real name. Lanny called me one day. What's this Joe Starkey saying on the air about City Limits?
Well, see, I agree with Lanny. I think it's important that people know your real name.
Well, that's why it's a mix, but Lanny should know that Donnie Football without Donnie Football isn't Donnie Football, and also that Joe Cop without Horse was just Joe Cop, and that wasn't going to cut it, Bob. So the nicknames help.
The horse has to go back into the barn, and then the real person has to emerge.
Does the football have to go into the barn with Donnie Football? I don't think
so.
He is Donnie Football.
If he introduces himself as Don Chedrick, many people wouldn't you know, you've diminished his own identity.
No, he's enhanced it. He's enhanced it.
You're in squashing identities.
He's enhanced it and should copyright it.
No, I agree. I think people do know him for that.
Yeah.
But there are too many variables in your name.
So it's called Joy Loney and my friend named Pony for my cranium melts away. That'll work, I think, Bob.
You changed the lyrics.
Yeah, the next break we're going to record this. Jenna was just in here. People are excited. It's the Christmas party and our first... This is going to be the first recording of the Very Mulsey Christmas album with a rendition of Mulsey the Snowman. I can't wait, Bob.
I've recruited Joel Nelson. He's in here right now preparing.
Bob has a solo. Do you want to practice, Bob?
No, I got to see it first. I don't know it, so I'm not going to do it until I know it.
Okay, but you're going to come in real low with a Mulsey the Snowman.
I can't go high, so that's
right.
Perfect for me.
Was alive as he could be.
Was alive as he could be.
He used giant words.
He used giant words.
And his favorite GM.
And his favorite GM
was a man named
George McPhee.
Exactly. Yes, that's what we need, Limits. That's what we're looking for. Who thought George McPhee was going to get in here?
Not me.
But he did. Bob, that was perfect. Dang. I'm like Quincy Jones in this equation. This is the We Are the World.
We Are the World.
It is. And I know exactly how to mix and meld the voices here. And wait till we hear Gwen, the woman who just sang the rejoin there. Wait till we get her solo in here. I'm deeply saddened that Donnie Football is not here because that brings down the house because Donnie just comes in and talks the way that Donnie does in his beautiful Pittsburghese. He gets a little solo.
And
there.
I texted Donnie and said, "You're missing out on our rendition of Mulsey the Snowman." And he responded, "'Twas a jolly happy soul."
Is there any way that he could call in and you could tape him talking and splice it into the song?
I could. It's going to be a lot more difficult. I can make it work.
I mean, he could do the ending where we all sing what Bob was singing. And then Donnie comes in with the final verse, which is, "Oh, Mulsey the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, 'Don't you cry, my favorite cornerback is William Gay.'" Bob.
That's why he's not going to cry. You took out "I'll Be Back on Christmas Day," maybe the best part of Mulsey the Snowman.
I mean, we have to make it sports themed, right? So can you imagine if we come to a rousing end singing, and then for the final verse, Donnie pops in and says that?
That might be offensive to Christmas Day if we include Christmas Day in the song.
In spoken word? I mean, it would be unbelievable. Limits. Let's give it a shot.
I'm
Call
speechless.
Donnie. All right, Bob, to finish up your day, since you're getting out early today, early dismissal, let's talk some awards. If the Steelers don't win the division, does that cost Mike Tomlin Coach of the Year? Is he your Coach of the Year right now?
Well, this is kind of a fluid thing. I thought Dan Campbell was, you know, heading in that direction with all these injuries. So I don't want to take that away because it's just part of the game. But I thought, you know, him doing what he's done with that team and where they ranked, Tomlin, given where they were at the beginning of the season, what their record is right now, absolutely deserves consideration for that. But I do think it has to end in a playoff situation. I don't know when voting ends. Like, are we going to continue this?
Well, it is ending in a playoff situation.
So, I mean, does it end in the regular season? We're talking about.
Yeah,
is that how we're doing it, or do you want to do it?
No, I'm asking you about the NFL Coach of the Year award.
Yeah, I'd have to give it right now to Kevin O'Connell.
I'm giving it without question to Andy Reid. Without question.
No. Kevin O'Connell's done more with less.
Has he?
Did you think Sam Darnold was going to have 30 touchdown passes and do what he's done?
Yeah, I suppose you're right. He has.
They lost J.J. McCarthy to a season-ending injury right at the bat. And I think given where they were and what was expected of them, I'd have to – you know, there are a lot of good jobs being done in the NFL. I don't think there's any question. I just think Kevin O'Connell is just – I didn't see Minnesota as a 12-2 football team.
Neither did I. But the Chiefs are in a very unique situation here in that every single team has a target on them. They're trying to do it nobody's ever done before. Only one other team that was going for a three-peat out of the eight previous ones even got the number one seed, and that was the Niners in 1990. I just think what he's done is remarkable.
Honestly. It is, but the expectation level was very high to begin with, and to meet it, he had to do what he had to do.
How about?
So I'm not stunned with their record. I'm stunned with how they won games because it's not your typical Kansas City way of winning games where they win by a couple of touchdowns.
They're sitting here at 13-1, Bob. You could argue, regardless of the circumstances, it's one of the great coaching jobs in NFL history. They're 13-1. How many teams have ever been 13-1?
Well, Minnesota is 12-2.
I know. That's not 13-1.
In a division where everybody thought Detroit would run away with it, you know, that Green Bay was going to be a factor, and here they are potentially winning that entire division.
Who's your choice, Becky?
Still going with Dan Campbell. I mean, I'm not going to let the recency bias of them losing the last game to Buffalo, despite how it looked, affect my decision. I still think that they're going to win at least two out of the next three games, win their division, and be the number one seed closely because Philadelphia is up there. But what he's overcome with all these injuries, especially to Aiden Hutchinson, I tip my cap.
Does Nick Sirianni get any love here? Winning 10 in a row?
Yeah, I mean... Again,
12-2.
You could make a case for a lot of guys. I think Sean McDermott, given all the changes then.
No.
They have Josh Allen, but so does Mandy Reid have Patrick Mahomes. You know, the bottom line is they made a big time roster changes on Buffalo. They made some good. I just think it's a team right now. To me, if I'm looking at a team that I think can win it all, it's the Buffalo Bills.
That kicker? Their kicker just missed a 24-yarder.
Their offense is impressive enough where I think they can do that, yes.
Who's the MVP of the league right now for you guys? Unquestioned Josh Allen?
It shouldn't be unquestioned.
It is going to be Josh Allen, but I will, again, here, I looked at some of these numbers, and again, I'm not, Lamar Jackson's won it twice, so he's not going to win it again. However, these are the numbers as of right now, okay?
Yeah.
Completion percentage, Jackson 68-1, Josh Allen 64. Yards passing, 3590 for Jackson, 3395 for Allen.
Yeah.
All right. Passing yards per game, 255 for Lamar Jackson, 242 for Josh Allen. Touchdown passes, 34-25, Jackson. Interceptions, Jackson has two fewer. I mean, every number I look at tells me that Jackson is better statistically now.
Except wins.
But they beat them head-to-head.
They beat him head-to-head, but
I'm making a case
cast,
for Lamar Jackson.
Oh, I know.
Even though
he has
I think that it's going to be Josh Allen.
Plus, like I said, he can become the first guy in history to throw for 40 touchdowns and run for 1,000 yards.
Well, guess what? Josh Allen, in his last two games, has 10 passing touchdowns, five passing touchdowns and five rushing touchdowns.
Right. He's doing
two games.
He's setting a record every week.
Right, he is. He's going to be my vote, but I'm telling you, Jackson should be considered very strongly.
I do agree with that. I think it's Josh Allen's year to win, though. I think the supporting cast is another
34-3 touchdown to interception ratio is ridiculous.
For Lamar.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I know. And if the Bengals had won half of their close games, second games, he'd be there. He's going to throw, he might throw for 43 touchdowns or something like that, Bob.
Yeah.
What about Limits' little guy, Sammy Darnold?
Oh, yes, Sam Darnold. He's had a good year. They've won again.
What do you do, though, if you're the Vikings?
Bring him back.
Okay, you have J.J. McCarthy.
You have no choice.
I'm also not a J.J. McCarthy believer, so that's why I would easily bring Sam
Darnold back. Well, I'm sure before this season you weren't a Sam Darnold believer.
Bob, I've been a Sam Darnold believer. Look at all these teams that search for quarterbacks for a long time, and I don't know if the Steelers have found
their long-term answer either. So what do you do with
McCarthy? Whatever, I don't know. Didn't we ask this? Who were we asking this question about last year? Who was it? Do you remember? We kept asking the question, what do you do with this guy? What do you do with that guy? Do you re-sign him? What was the team we were talking about? Because it was a team. Who was it, Limits? Was it Prescott? No. Was it Jared Goff?
No, we knew Jared Goff was going back there.
I can't
was
remember.
Was part of that Purdy, would you give him a long-term extension
Maybe
yet?
Maybe it was
That's
Purdy.
A question coming up now, though.
No, I wouldn't.
If I did, it would have to be under terms that are very, very helpful to me as
San
Francisco.
What's plan B if it's not Purdy?
Well, they had Darnold. I thought Darnold, last year at this time, I thought Darnold would emerge as the San Francisco quarterback because of the system, and I thought he was good enough to handle that system. That didn't work out. Now he's at a system that's just as friendly with two
Don't
very good wide receivers.
Purdy a little bit of a pass this year, Bob?
Yes.
Considering his receivers have been hurt, his best running back, his offensive line.
But hasn't he gotten exposed because of that? That other when those guys are not there, he's really not even effective?
Did you see Russell Wilson the other day when nobody was there? He
I stinks. Know that, but what big trait do you like the most about Brock Purdy that stands out compared to a lot of other star NFL quarterbacks?
59 touchdowns and 24 picks and a 105 passer rating in his career over nearly 40 games. That's what I like. He's been productive. He's gotten to a Super Bowl. He's good.
Who else was productive and went to a Super Bowl? Jimmy Garoppolo. Is it good enough? Maybe it's just that system with Kyle Shanahan. I mean, they need a quarterback that can push them over the top. I don't think Purdy is an ultimate difference maker.
Do you, Bob?
I think he's a good quarterback. See, this is my problem with him. I never looked at him as extremely elite, like somebody I'd give $60 million a year to.
Do you look at him as good as Jared Goff on a given day?
No, I think Jared Goff is a really good quarterback, above that of Purdy.
Mm, that's interesting.
Jared Goff's had multiple games with perfect passer ratings this year. Very good quarterback.
And one of the weird statistics
Brock
of all
Purdy
time.
Purdy had 31 touchdowns, 11 picks with a 113 rating and went to the Super Bowl last year.
I think Purdy's good, but for now a San Francisco team that's getting older, that roster's really banged up. They've been banged up for the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's why his numbers aren't good.
Don't you have to overcome things? Josh Allen's overcome losing some of his best weapons. His secondary's not good.
Yeah, he's not Josh Allen. You know why? Because nobody is.
Okay, Lamar has overcome things as well with his defense and his secondary not
Except
playing well.
Him.
Mahomes has overcome a lot of things. And I'm not saying that Brock Purdy is
So if
these
you don't
guys.
Have Lamar, Allen, or Mahomes, you're looking for a quarterback?
In some regards, you're not the best of the best.
I disagree with that.
I think that, you know, Goff, it's weird stats how stats go. You know, they've won a game where he's thrown five interceptions, and they lost a game where he threw five touchdowns. None of that makes sense. But I like Goff a lot. I think that offense in Detroit is going to be the only reason that they, if they are going to survive and advance in the postseason, it'll be because they're going to have to outscore people big time.
Bob, before you go, I got an email from a man named David Testa, and he said, you forgot to talk about Pirates offseason moves. You have 1 minute to give a soliloquy on that, what they have and haven't done and how
I was disappointed they didn't even try Kyle Tucker. And I say this knowing that Kyle Tucker was acquired by trade, which means you don't have to worry about long-term signing, although I would consider that. You could have brought him in here to play right field this year and give up what you had to give up to bring a guy who has an OPS of almost 1,000. I would have gone after hotly gone after Kyle Tucker. They didn't, and we ended up with Spencer Horwitz.
Oh, God.
So, no, this has not been a good offseason, given the fact that I think their window is available to them with the pitching they have, starting pitching.
Why don't you just go out and get Jock Peterson, spend $15 million for 1 year?
What about Kyle Tucker?
Well, anybody.
He's under contract for another year.
Somebody,
then you worry about signing him, which I would. I'd give him a lot of money to stay here. He's 27. He has everything you'd want in a right fielder.
All right, Bob. We need you for 2 minutes because we're going to record here, and then you can go.
Okay. Thank you for allowing me out. You're such a good teacher, Joe Starkey.
You're a wonderful man, and thank you for coming to your
own show. I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for coming to your own show today. It was enjoyable.
I told you at the beginning of this is going to be one of those things you
got
on. And I don't want
to be able to lend your name to the show is gold. And when you are here, it's awesome. And we all understood the situation going in. I think more sports teams should do this, by the way.
What?
when guys, not that you're getting up there in your career, but when star players are getting up there in the career, load management, where you tell us, especially baseball, you know.
I could deal with some load management right now, couldn't you?
show up twice a week. And then when the games are bigger later in the season and we need you full time, great. We'll pay you then. I think that's a great idea, Bob.
Bob, you're like Andrew McCutchen. We love you. We have you. You're playing as a DH role.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
Yeah, just hit some homers, and you did today again.